Watch, Mike Braun details humanitarian migrant crisis at the southern border. By Sean Moran on March 26, 2021. Senator Mike Braun, RN, detailed Thursday the humanitarian and health migrant crisis at the southern border under President Joe Biden. Senator Mike Braun, RN, and Tom Tillis, RNC, served as part of a Senate Republican delegation to the southern border to detail the migrant crisis. Tillis said he went south 2 years ago, under then-President Donald Trump, and they were controlling the border. Now, we're hearing that Border Patrol is spending more time helping these families while criminals are bringing drugs and illicit materials into the United States, Tillis said, with a large crowd of migrants behind him and Braun. They don't have the resources to stop the illegal flow because the administration is allowing this flow that we see behind us. It's inhumane. Braun noted that with Trump's Remain in Mexico asylum policy, they had a 45-year record low. The Hoosier senator said this migrant flow is a humanitarian and a health crisis. They, Border Patrol, don't have the resources to test for COVID, Tillis added. And, when they ask them if they're sick, they say they're not sick because they know that they will get released. And, then they're released if they have a child under 6 years old and they're asked to come back in 3 years. The Border Patrol agents that we were riding with said that under the Trump administration policies, things were working right. It was the best it had ever been. And the morale of the Border Patrol agents was at its highest levels, Braun said. President Biden said, come, and they did, Tillis remarked. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at Sean Moran3.